Lucas Meyer, straight to the dome. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Just trying to keep up with it all. What a busy Thursday. A lot going on. RFK Jr. speaking at the State House. We had DeSantis in New Hampshire. Cindy Warmington announcing she's running for governor. Let the games begin. Buckle up, Lucas.
I mean, no kidding. I feel like we are in it already. 2024 has already begun. I mean, we are deep in it. And, you know, buried in all of this is, you know, a lot of movement in the State House on the state budget. Right now, the Senate Finance Committee is meeting to put out what will likely not be the final budget, but could be the final budget, depending on how negotiations play out, either between last night and today or today until next week when it's on the Senate floor. And the balance, you know, not dissimilar from what we just saw down in Congress with the debt ceiling vote, you know, with Republicans in control, but their leadership in disarray. Often, you know, Democrats and slim minorities are wielding a lot of power in how these final, you know, really big packages are defined. So I think between, you know, this week into next week, and then, you know, this all wraps up by the end of June, a lot of interesting movement. And then certainly with Councillor Warmington jumping into the race, another messaging platform for Democrats as we go through this budget process. So we are certainly in it.
You think there'll be another Democrat, you know, Tom Sherman, someone else jumping in, or you think this will be it?
No, I mean, I mean, look, Mayor Craig has formed an exploratory committee. Look, I mean, having a fundraiser with the governor of Massachusetts and, you know, participating in parades, I feel pretty confident that Mayor Craig will probably make a movement towards a formal announcement, probably sooner rather than later. So I imagine it'll be a spirited primary between those two really excellent leaders in our state, and I'm excited for that conversation. I think it's going to be a great motivator for Democrats and independents across the state to have this debate and dialogue, especially, you know, juxtaposed to relative Republican disarray. So I think it'll be those two, and I think that'll probably be it for major contenders.
Let me stay with this for a moment on the governor's race, because I think with all the presidential stuff, no one's really looking at this. Chuck Morse, the former Senate president, told me in this show a number of weeks back that, and you know, it's pretty clear Governor Sununu is not running again for governor, that Morse is in. Frank Edelblue's telling people he wants to go or is going to jump in. And Kelly Ayotte, former U.S. senator, saying she's seriously going to jump in or looking at it. That's what she's telling people. My question is, with the spirited race here for the corner office, if you had to say, you know, let's identify two or three big issues that will define, you know, once there's a nominee from each one, what do you think the big galvanizing couple of issues will be between the Democrat and Republican nominee for governor next time? What are the big defining issues as we go forward in 2024 for the corner office?
Jack, I am so flattered that you think a year from now I have a sense of what the political dialogue will be in this country, or even in this state.
I think I can take a shot at it. It's gonna move wildly.
But I think, look, I think if I'm looking ahead, I think it's around the economy. And how does that look for people in New Hampshire? It's the housing crisis. That's where people are feeling the pinch. That's where people who are working full time. But I think that's going to be a big part of it. And who has a better solution to it? I mean, the last Granite State poll had a third of Granite Staters top of mind, highest ever.
I know, but
I expect that. I think we'll see a lot of conversation around education. Now, what form around education? I don't know. Will it be this continued assault on trans students and this manufactured culture crisis that distracts from, you know, the real problems facing our communities? I would expect so. Well, certainly with Frank Edelblue running, who's like made his career on this, and he's going to, in my opinion, he's going to shape that primary from tip to tail. And it'll be up to Ayotte and Morris to see if they can keep pace with him through that primary. But that's going to cause some problems in the general. That is for sure.
Do you think an income sales tax will be off the table, whoever the Democrat? Okay, so then I think you're going to see things like the New Hampshire's abortion law, education. I agree. Legalizing marijuana for recreational use. I mean, I think there are going to be some pretty big issues to talk about. I think you're right on housing, the cost of housing and available housing and rental, whether it's to rent or buy. I think those are all good stuff. All right, Lucas.
And just really quick, I mean, these are all things where there appears to be political consensus, but a lack of action on legal cannabis, on housing, on childcare. Everyone seems to agree we need to address it, but there's a pretty consistent theme of who has been in power and who has neglected to take action. I think that will be the story. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to an open governor's race.
All right, Lucas, straight to the dome. Best way people can reach you is?
Lucas S. Meyer on Twitter or CatalystAdvocacy.com.
You notice I didn't ask you if you're going to jump into the race for governor.
Come on, man. I might not be the brightest, but I ain't that dumb.
All right, see you, Lucas. Thank you.